Cranberry Radio presents CEO Coach, a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. From funding to finances, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches will break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now here to get you started are the experts of online business startup management and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy.
Coach, I'm Ann Kennedy, president of Outlines Venture Group and author of Global Search Engine Marketing. I'm here with Jillian Music, my partner at Outlines and co-founder of both Moz and Brett Proved. Together, we are serial entrepreneurs helping online companies launch, grow, pivot, and thrive. Find out more at outlinesventure.com. Hi, Jillian. What are we talking about today?
Hey, Ann. How you doing there?
Real good.
Good. So we're not talking so much about a what as a who today. We have a very exciting guest with us today. Nitin Rai is an entrepreneur and investor with bold ideas to change the balance of women and minorities in business for the better. And he is backing his ideas with solid. But first, a bit about Nitin. He's a founder and CEO of First Insight Corporation, which has been developing electronic medical records and management systems for eye care professionals since 1994. He's been an active investor since 2007. He sits on the boards of 11 startups, and he's the managing director of Elevate Capital, which has two funds, a $10 million Elevate Capital Fund and a new $3 million Elevate Inclusive Fund. The firm announced in August this year investments in its first cohort of women-owned and minority-owned entrepreneur-led startups. Elevate is a PAC Northwest venture firm that invests in early-stage underrepresented entrepreneurs and minorities that include communities of color, veterans, and startups in underserved regions. He's also a longtime mentor to early-stage companies and is president and chair of TIE Oregon, the local chapter of TIE Global, the world's largest nonprofit entrepreneur organization with 57 chapters in 14 countries on whose board he serves as well. So welcome, Nitin, to CEO Coach.
Thank you.
That description of Elevate Capital, which we admit we took straight out of your bio on your site, has a really broad purpose and far-reaching mission in a small package. Nitin, let's unpack it a bit for our listeners. Why do you use the term inclusion rather than diversity?
Well, inclusion includes everybody. So while, you know, diversity is used quite a bit to sort of describe the inclusion of women and minorities, I think the word inclusion includes the underserved. And that could be veterans, that could be entrepreneurs that are in areas that are disconnected where, you know, the last 20 years of change in industry has created some economic issues. And, you know, from my perspective as an investor, all of those communities are, in my definition, as underserved. And so inclusion, you know, makes a lot more sense versus being diverse.
It does make perfect sense indeed, and diversity's sort of become a hot topic, but I see what you mean. Inclusion rather than exclusion. Let's talk about everybody, and I think we certainly can get behind that. What inspired you to think and act this way as an entrepreneur yourself?
Well, you know, when I started my company, First Insight, back in 1994, I won't say I was excluded, but I wasn't part of the club, so to speak. And, you know, given my background as an immigrant, you know, I faced some challenges and a lot of it was, you know, perhaps given my background, you know, as an Indian immigrant, we were treated more like great engineers and technical people, but not necessarily, you know, entrepreneurs or executives. And so, you know, I had my own share of what I call, you know, I hate to use the word exclusion, but certainly somewhat of a kind of a sidestep where I wasn't part of the mainstream, so I had to work twice as hard and knock on, you know, 10,000 more doors in order to be able to raise any capital. And as a matter of fact, I didn't raise any capital for the first 2 years because I knew it was going to be difficult. So when I got this opportunity to start a fund, I had been investing as an angel investor, and I've been investing in a number of different startups, including minority entrepreneurs. And my experience was that in order to attract minorities and women, you really needed to be more intentional. And for that, I decided that, you know, if I was going to do something, I want to be intentional about this fund. I want to be more focused on the impact side of things. Of course, I want to make money, but, you know, there are not very many impact funds around, especially not in Oregon. And I saw an opportunity to invest in, you know, the underserved entrepreneurs, and I see that as a market opportunity. So I decided that that's, you know, that's what the target of the fund is going to be, and that's why I decided to do this. Otherwise, I was not really interested in going back and trying to raise money again.
And so the intentional is an interesting perspective, an interesting point of view on this, to be intentional about the impact investing that you wanted to do. Would you like to describe one or two of your companies and why you invested in them?
Yeah, sure. Let me start with a company called Blendor, which is led by Stephanie Lemkin. She is out of the San Francisco Bay Area. She's a engineering graduate of Stanford and then got a business degree, MBA, from MIT School of Business. She started Blendor to solve this problem of unconscious bias in hiring. And I was introduced to Stephanie through a mutual connection. And the reason I got the mutual connection out there, really promoting myself is saying, hey, I'm intentional about investing in African-American women. So give me some leads. And so here, you know, she was served to me on a silver platter, basically. I got the connection. And what Stephanie is doing is she's created this app that large corporations that are focused on inclusion and diversity can actually use as part of the hiring process so that when applicants apply, and they're really targeting millennials initially in the tech business, where applicants can apply without sharing their gender, their name, certain identity things that, you know, might create an unconscious bias in the minds of the recruiter. And, you know, in the tech business, basically there's surveys and studies that have shown that if your name sounds like a white male, chances are you'll go up on the list. So this seemed to be a really interesting idea and really fits in with our overall mission. And Stephanie herself has been overlooked. So she applied for a job at Google, and she was told she was not technical enough. And so she started this company. So we're really excited about this opportunity. Another company that we invested in is a company called Gomi Kids. It's an Asian woman, Lily Yeo, out here in Beaverton, Oregon. She's a stay-at-home mom, co-founded this company that makes very unique clothing for infants, which she found like a niche in the market and self-funded the company. And by the time we came to invest, she'd already actually had customers and a thriving business, just needed a little bit of money to build an e-commerce business. So we made an investment. She's doubled her revenue. So these are two great examples of, you know, a tech business and a non-tech business that is tech-enabled, where these are led by women entrepreneurs, and we are the lead investor in both these companies. And as this company grows, we will provide the follow-on funding and then bring a syndicate for these two companies. So that, and then we come in very, very early in both these companies. And that's kind of exemplifies the types of companies that we're looking to invest in.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the types of companies you're looking for in general and how you find and evaluate them? You said that Stephanie's company, she was handed to you on a silver platter. Is that usually how it goes, or do you have a process?
Well, our process right now is basically intake. So, you know, when we announced the fund in January, you know, we were very fortunate to get the Portland Development Commission and the state of Oregon and Multnomah County really helped us with getting the word out. As a matter of fact, when we did our launch event in August, the governor of Oregon came, and she essentially felicitated these six startups that we had invested in. So we got a lot of publicity and press, and as a result of it, you know, the word got out. Now, the other thing that has really helped us in terms of building this inbound pipeline of entrepreneurs is that because we are intentional and we are open about the fact that we are intentionally investing in women and minorities, people tend to come to us. People that may not necessarily go to other VCs for funding because they fear they're not going to get the money. They have a fear of rejection. With us, they feel like they're comfortable talking to us. And we have this sort of mentoring mindset, which is also very attractive to see these early stage entrepreneurs because, you know, they're not just looking for money. They're looking for help. They're looking for advice. And trust is a huge issue for these entrepreneurs. And we are able to you know, create that trust with these entrepreneurs, so they're more willing to take money from us than from somebody else.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the mentoring, because I want to get into that some more with you. We've talked about this before. We talk about it a lot on this show, and we're going to take a break now for our sponsor, after which we'll come back and talk more with Nitin Rai. We'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Do you have cold, hard cash burning a hole in your pocket? Let Cranberry Radio lighten your load. Just hand us that burdensome dinero, and we'll get you set up with your very own radio show. We produce, edit, and amplify the show. All you have to do is show up. It's time for you to make an impact. We're glad to help. Just hand over the cash. Space is limited, so contact us now at sales@cranberry.fm.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
Pick out some new favorite podcasts now at cranberry.fm.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. We're talking today with Nitin Rai, who's an investor and entrepreneur in my hometown of Portland, Oregon. Nitin, you were talking before the break about the companies that come to you looking for mentoring. And I wonder if you could now tell us about TIE Oregon and TIE Global and how that fits into this mentoring mindset.
So let me introduce, it's TIE.
Thank you.
So the organization TIE was founded in Silicon Valley by, Indian immigrants who had come to this country many years ago. Many of them started, came here for advanced education, ended up staying here and starting their own companies, breaking through that glass ceiling of getting funded, and then having some exits. And, some examples of those companies include Hotmail. So some of these entrepreneurs decided that it was time to band together and give back to the country that gave them something. And the best way that they could give back at that point was through mentoring and their advice and sharing their experience to help the younger engineers. And it didn't matter whether they were of Indian diaspora or not. It was open to anybody and everybody. So it was very inclusive right from the beginning. Eventually, they started making investments, and the word got out. And so in the last 25 years, TIE from Silicon Valley has grown to many chapters across the globe. And in 2007, we started the Oregon chapter, and I was chair of mentoring. I started mentoring before I started writing checks. That came later. So when I launched the fund, to me, that mentoring aspect was extremely important, because some of the successes that I've had as an angel investor, I can attribute it not just to the money, but to the collective wisdom that me and some of my other compatriots at TIE that are charter members or mentors had come in and helped these companies at a very early stage to not make the same mistakes that we did, help them raise money, and that in turn led to these companies to have great success in a very short period of time. So I brought that same concept into Elevate, and Thai Oregon and Thai Global is a strategic partner in this. So when we get new entrepreneurs who are applying to us, if they're not ready for funding from us, we hook them into Thai so their Thai charter members can mentor them, get them up to a point where they're ready for funding, and then we can provide the funding and Thai Angels can provide the funding. So mentoring is absolutely very critical, especially, you know, when you have these really early stage companies that are, you know, one or two people in a garage, basically.
You know, I'm glad that you said what you did about mentoring, about helping these early stage companies not make the same mistakes we all made, because I've always looked at mentoring as that. You know, I have made so many mistakes that have come down the pike in my life that I'm sure I've, as we all have, and there's a wealth of information in there so that people don't have to repeat them. And I think that sometimes we think of mentors as being, you know, extremely wise. Well, where do we get that wisdom? We get it from all the mistakes we made along the way.
Absolutely. And, you know, most of us are very transparent. Like I, you know, when entrepreneurs come to me, I actually will give them gory details of my experiences, where I failed, where I made the mistake. And I think some of that is really helpful. You know, I'll give you one example where one of our very successful companies that had a great exit, you know, was at a point where they were running out of money. And I told the entrepreneur, I said, listen, you've got 2 months of runway. Go back to your employees. Ask for a pay cut. I had done that. And they, all these employees in this company, and I think you know which company it is, and they took a 50% haircut in salary for 2 months. Every single employee. And they stuck with the company, and this company eventually raised capital and then got sold, and everybody did great. So that kind of experience, I don't think if I had not shared that with the CEO, would he have acted on it? And that would have been a big problem. And that action of employees saying, we're going to step up to the plate and take a pay cut, it gave confidence to investors to come back and reinvest in this company.
Right, because it shows the commitment and passion on a part of the people who are inside the company. And that is awesome. And I do know which company you mean, and they have gone on to be, a world-class success for Oregon.
And that company is of how money and mentoring from Thai really helped the CEO and the entire company to become as successful as they have.
So where can our listeners in other regions and countries find investors like you?
Well, I think there are many resources. Thai is one of them. I mean, people can go to thai.org and find a local chapter in their region and go get mentoring from them. There's Kauffman Foundation that runs a number of programs called, one of them is Startup Weekend. I think it's a great place to go and get exposure to starting a business, and you can find mentors there. You know, there are a number of accelerators in at least some of the major metro cities where they can, you know, go join those accelerators or go attend a meeting or go to their website. And if you have an idea, you know, go apply for funding. Part of it is that you have to go look. You know, it's not going to come to you. You have to make the effort to go find resources. And, you know, internet is a great way. Google is a great way to do a search. And there's a lot of resources for this today versus where they were 20 years ago when I started my company. So we've come very, very far in terms of the resources that are available for mentoring as compared to, you know, 20, 25 years ago.
So let's talk about women and minority entrepreneurs in underserved and underrepresented demographic groups that are in your inclusive model. We know that companies with at least one woman founder and one or more women in C-level posts outperform their peers significantly. Do you know of similar results for minority entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. I'm an example of that. So First Insight had five women C-level executives. And we're a success story. One of my first investments was a woman entrepreneur. The company was approved with the woman CEO. Her executive team was highly diverse. She actually had one woman executive. We had a second company called Geoloki, a woman co-founder, woman CEO, sold in 9 months, was approved, a great exit in about 4 years. Globe Sherpa, the company that we were talking about earlier, had a African-American co-founder, a woman COO, and investor. Great success, you know, great exit. So these are just the four good examples of companies that we invested in where all of these companies had successful exits and provided a really great return to the investors. And as a matter of fact, Zapproved has provided us the best returns.
You know, Idea Labs, Bill Gross did a 20-year retrospective, as did First Round Capital, and came up with the statistics based on companies that they had invested in over their time. I think it would be interesting to see some studies, perhaps coming out of beginning with your work, you know, that you just talked about, that so we could actually quantify it. Because when we go out with numbers in the world, sometimes that can really help us underscore our arguments that this is not just the right thing to do, it's really good business.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm going to make, between the two funds, about 43 investments over the next 3 to 5 years. And 50% of my investments are going to be in women-led startups. We'll have a great database of companies as well as results. So in about, you know, talk to me in 7 years and I could probably share more insights in terms of exactly what happened with these companies and where we ended up. But even along the way, I think we will be able to show which companies are progressing better than the others, because we are going to be tracking progress from all of these companies. And I'm pretty sure that the results are going to be very similar to what I already experienced as an angel investor.
Well, that's great, and I want to hear more about your vision and core and faith in the future. But first, we have to let our sponsors have their say. So we're talking with Nitin Rai, and we'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean, converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Do you have cold, hard cash burning a hole in your pocket? Let Cranberry Radio lighten your load. Just hand us that burdensome dinero, and we'll get you set up with your very own radio show. We produce, edit, and amplify the show. All you have to do is show up. It's time for you to make an impact. We're glad to help. Just hand over the cash. Space is limited, so contact us now at sales@cranberry.fm.
Synergize your search engine education from 101 to rockstar level, only on Cranberry Radio, cranberry.fm.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach,
only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. We're talking today with Nitin Rai, investor and entrepreneur. Nitin, what we usually wind up at our last segment of this program is some tips and advice. So before we get to that, so I'll give you a couple minutes to think about advice that you would give to early stage startups. I wanted to ask you about, what do you see as the future of entrepreneurship, as entrepreneurship that is impact-oriented and inclusive? Are you bullish on this future?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to look at the demographic trends in this country. the fastest growing population in this country are African American and Latino populations. So we are going to be more and more multicolored, for, if not for another word. I've used the word browning of America, but really we're going to be a united colors of that nation in the next 20 to 30 years. And I think the next generation, the youngest generation, kids that are of my kids' age, the 14-year-olds and the 16-year-olds, you know, they have a very different view of the world than we do. I think millennials are different, but this next generation coming is even more different. And for them, diversity, inclusion, you know, is just part and parcel of their lives. They grow up in very multicultural environments, especially those that are in the inner cities. And this generation is going to expect this. It's not even going to be, you know, should this happen. They will want this to happen. So I think by sheer time, things are going to change. So we have to be very conscious about this next generation, and we want to make sure that the gap in wealth between the African-American, the Latino communities, that gap is resolved. Because if we don't fix that, we're going to have some trouble in the future. So I think inclusion and diversity is going to be absolutely critical, and I think it is an opportunity because the investors are going to realize that there's an opportunity because these underserved entrepreneurs, you know, they have the same ideas, but they're more aggressive, they're more nimble, they're willing to work harder for less, and those are the people that you want to invest in.
Awesome. I think that's a bright future, and the idea of the United Colors of Benetton, I remember that campaign, and I wonder where are they now, because it was such a beautiful sight of the multicolored diversity that includes everybody. I just wanted to throw in here while we're talking about inclusion that at Outlines Venture Group, we do have one of our portfolio companies is a travel advisory site for people in wheelchairs. And so when we talk about inclusion, we actually include people who have accessibility needs, who have mobility challenges, even sight and hearing impaired, because so many, they can be equally as marginalized as you were talking about veterans, people who live out, you know, in the more rural parts of the world. All of these people that get marginalized are the ones that need to be included. So we talk about inclusion. So in our last couple of minutes here, can you come up with three of your top tips for budding entrepreneurs? Maybe they've just got the idea that's the gleam in the eye. Maybe they've actually started to build something. What do you tell those people when they're so early stage?
Quit your job. So if you have an idea and you're going to pursue, number one advice is quit your job. Number two, find a good co-founder. So you can't go in this alone. So find a co-founder or find a good team that has experience. Number three is find a good mentor, somebody who's done this before and can give you advice and give you good guidance in those very early stages. And I'll throw another one, find a good lawyer.
Find a good lawyer. I was laughing at the quit your job only because so many times when we evaluate companies, we look for the commitment, and if they're still working a job, that doesn't show the real passion and commitment, and besides how they can have time. And I know it's sometimes hard to figure, okay, we got to eat, you know, that's where ramen noodles come in, I guess. Finding co-founders. There's another interesting statistic in the first round capitals review last year. They found that in companies that they reviewed, I think there are about 200 of them, the companies with a solo founder underperformed every other company with more than one founder by 150%+. I mean, and so finding a co-founder at Outlines, we like to talk a lot about finding that executor to your wizard so that you have the balance of the wizard and the vision and then somebody who can actually keep the lights on, you know, and run the production schedules and all of that. And then mentors is so critically important, and I'm glad that you had a chance to tell us about Ty Global because I think that's such a great source of mentors. And a lawyer, always. You need a good lawyer. Don't go into the woods alone. Nitin Rai, this has been a real pleasure. I am so happy that we had this chance to talk with you. I know it will be of great interest to many of investors. And sadly, we are out of time. So thank you so much for being with us today on CEO Coach.
Thank you, Anne.
Yes, thank you so much. I've enjoyed listening today. I often jump in with a great number of questions and so on, but today it was a pleasure to listen to someone who is seasoned, has done it before, and is really looking at a future that is valuable for the entire country. So that's it for this Monday at CEO Coach. We'd like to thank our producers at Cranberry Radio for their ongoing support. You can download these shows at cranberry.fm/shows/CEO-coach. You can also find us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and many other places around the web. You can find links and more to on our Facebook page at facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. Stop by, hit the like button so that we know you're out there. Tell us what you'd like to hear on CEO Coach. We'll try to make that happen. And thanks for joining us. I'm Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy, and you can find out more about how we help companies to launch, grow, pivot, and thrive at outlinesventure.com. Till next week.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.